Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Well, while Jay-Z's at the top, his former business partner is hovering around the bottom, Soup. Apart from a $2.8 million tax lien, plus he's about to be evicted from his house, Dame Dash is just doing bad. Why? Well, in an interview with Vlad TV, producer Just Blaze says Dame has a good heart, but his mouth just got way too much in the way. Yeah. Just Blaze says he rubs people the wrong way and loses out on certain opportunities because of it. Meanwhile, Jay-Z and Beyonce are the highest earning couple, according to Forbes magazine. They made $95 million. Much of that coming from Beyonce. She got $50 million from Pepsi. Her Miss Carter Show World Tour, $2 million per night. Jay-Z, of course, contributed a bit with his European Watch the Throne Tour. Plus, he signed a reported $5 million deal with Samsung Mobile. Number two on the list, Tom Brady and Giselle. They made $80 million. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie made $50 million.
Can I give a shout-out to a couple of our affiliates who are always tweeting and on top of this show?
Tell me. Sure. I know who you're going to say.
104.9 The Beat. Yeah. Texas.
Always.
101.1 The Wiz.
Always.
Foxy 99 The Big Stick.
B96.
Hot 96.3.
Yep.
Always tweeting, letting you know what's happening. Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Y'all
care. Love you for that.
You guys care.
We love you. We love you. Bobby Christina got that upgrade.
Yeah.
We already know she's engaged to Nick Gordon, but he upgraded her ring by adding bands to it.
Did I forget B96?
I said B96. She posted a picture of the ring on Instagram with a caption. He added the wedding bands on both sides, stayed Nick Gordon, and once again, I was clueless because he took the money out of my account. I'm kidding. I know that part.
And she started dancing around because you know bands will make you dance.
Yes. And she said, I love my baby so much. It's incredible, Nicholas. Speechless. Then she continued to gush and
he's
profess
gone on
her
his
love
way to
for
work.
Him.
On the couch?
Yeah, exactly. I just feel,
the joystick?
I just can't help but feel she's being duped by this guy, Russ.
She's not being duped. She's in love.
Okay. I can't be mad at Miley Cyrus's ex-fiance. I see why Liam Hemsworth moved on. If he saw these pictures she took with Mike, Will made it in her panties with her tongue out. The boy really ain't had no other choice but to break up with her. Whatever she's doing, though, is working for her. How about she had her first number one album ever in life this week? So you get naked,
but
put
you
your
know
tongue
what?
Out.
She has put it out there that, you know, I'm ratchet. Yeah. She has put it out there like
that. Yeah, but I feel sorry for her little fiance.
Why?
The man had to break up with her. She out here with her tongue out in her panties.
He had to have seen it coming. This didn't happen overnight.
It didn't happen overnight. Idris Elba, the love of my life if I wasn't married. He's on the cover of GQ. My husband's still asleep. I can say whatever the hell I want.
Whatever you think.
Anyway, so, you know, I mean, who don't want to have Idris babies? Who don't want to, you mean, hey, can I have your babies? Well, in GQ, he's talking about his...
I think he's a cigarette smoker.
I don't give a
How
damn.
How does that make you feel?
I would accept that from Idris.
Wow.
I would accept it because he's just that. There's certain people I'd accept it from. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum, I'd accept it from him, too. Those two, that's it.
Sometimes he's greasy.
Usher,
no. Usher can't smoke.
And ashy.
Usher,
he can be really ashy.
No. Yeah, okay, so listen. How about some chick claim that he thought he had a little boy with her? It wasn't even his.
Wow.
He said he knew it because the baby didn't look like him.
Wasn't greasy.
He didn't talk like
him. Idris is sexy. Y'all better stop that. Quit what y'all doing.
All right.
Tupac resurrected on the Silver Spring. It's happening. Production will start next year. $45 million budget, so that's hot. Hey, everybody's watching X Factor. Mm-hmm. Albert, I know it's your favorite show. Last night, they had a girl on. What's her name?
Ashley Williams.
Ashley, they say when she sang, it brought people
Let
to
Let me
tears.
Just tell you something. You know, when you say, I'm going to go sing a Whitney Houston song, a classic, you don't want to do that. That gets you off the show
you can't
in a minute.
Do it. You can't do it.
But here's Simon.
What are you going to sing?
I am going to sing Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
You hear him? Good luck.
Yeah, I like
it. Ain't going to happen.
If I should say, I will only be in your way. So I'll go. Step up the way.
Ashley Williams. On the X Factor last night, gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will say this. Like, that recording, the quality of that recording is not, like, the best, but watching it last night and seeing how effortlessly she sung that song. You don't sing that song.
You can't. There's certain songs you can't do her. You can't do Mariah Carey. There's certain songs you can't do. But that one, yeah, that's one.
I thought somebody was dancing to Whitney's singing.
Ah, that, you knew she was going to sing.
I thought it was. So I went in the room and I'm like, whoa. That lady's on her way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think she's going to win after of all the talent you've seen?
I mean, the talent is just so awesome. I mean, she's the best so far, though.
Okay, but is X Factor better than America?
See, X Factor is for, it's, you different. Know, performers, not necessarily singers, but she's an awesome singer.
Okay.
That she would have killed it on the voice.
That was nice.
Mm. That was just awesome.
Took me back to the funeral, though.
Oh, yeah. It's Jay-Z, y'all. Rolex on deck.